family of McLean County's youngest COVID victim says her death is a reminder the disease can hit different people in very different ways.
She had such a lovely smile. She always had a smile. She just didn't deserve this.
That's Grace Schwab. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, September 25th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Bloomington Normal School District's soon sending students back into the classrooms a couple of days a week. As Charlie Schlenker reports, Unit 5 and District 87 have made hybrid learning plans public.
The districts are fulfilling a promise to let parents know about second quarter plans before October 1st. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says what might be rapidly changing coronavirus infection data will not cause fast adjustments to district-wide in-person learning.
It's not realistic. It's not good practice for our students, families, or staff. So before we move from one stage to another, the district's going to need to be in the previous stage for a minimum of 10 consecutive instructional days.
Weichel says Unit 5 created the plan with frequent communication and input from teacher union leaders. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says the districts have benefited from the experience of other districts that opened and then had to close. He says part-time classroom schedules seem to work.
As I talk to colleagues who have been in session for several weeks, that's where they've had the success. Hybrid models limit the number of students in classrooms such that you can space them apart.
Riley says most District 87 parents say the remote learning experience is good, but not everyone.
Families where you might have multiple kids who are working in a living space all together in multiple grade levels doing different things, that's pretty difficult.
Riley says the district does not have a return plan yet for grades 6 through 12. He says social distancing becomes harder for junior high and high school students who use hallways to get from class to class. Grades 3 through 5 will return in early November for Bloomington schools. All Unit 5 students will be in a hybrid format by October 26th. Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel says if the coronavirus hits a particular classroom hard, there may be pauses for cleaning.
I really want to stress, parents and guardians, you have to have a backup plan.
Weichel cautions exposures mean students can't come to class at all.
I know you may not like it, you may not agree with it, but please don't argue with us because we won't budge on that. If your child's been identified as a close contact, they have to quarantine for 14 days.
Parents in both districts can still choose all remote learning. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Eric Stock contributed to that report. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Bloomington Normal's labor market still feeling the pandemic. The jobless rate was 7.2% in August. It's better than July, but still about double what it was a year ago. Biggest job declines have been in leisure and hospitality. The Normal Public Library says it's staying closed until a bathroom remodel is complete. That's because its sinks are out of commission on the main floor, making hand washing impossible. And the Normal Theater is reopening next week after being closed for 6 months. Masks and assigned seating will be required, and there's no popcorn for now. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Up until now, most of the people from McLean County who've died after contracting COVID-19 were older adults, those in their 60s or older with underlying health conditions. That changed this week with 34-year-old Andrea Schwab of Bloomington. Her mother, Grace, says she died Sunday from complications related to COVID.
She had such a lovely smile. She always had a smile. She just didn't deserve this.
While COVID has been deadliest for older adults, young people like Andrea also can face serious complications. There's also much uncertainty about the long-term impact of COVID on young people. About 8% of McLean County's cases have been people in their 30s. Andrea appears to be the youngest of anyone who's died here. Coronavirus, COVID, Grace says her daughter had a different name for it.
In her text messaging to me when she could still text, she called this disease the devil. She said, this disease is the devil.
She says Andrea had asthma, but no other major medical issues before COVID. Yeah, many COVID patients do only see a mild case. They isolate at home and they move on. But not everyone.
It's like the president said, oh, they'll get a sniffle and they'll get over it and on they go. But that's not the case with everyone anyway. So president don't have a clue.
President Trump has falsely claimed that COVID affects virtually nobody and that young people are not affected. Both of those claims are untrue. But back to Andrea. She and her family are from Jacksonville, near Springfield. She initially trained to work in IT, but recently pivoted and completed her nursing assistant training at Midwest Technical Institute in Peoria, did an externship at Illinois Cancer Care.
She was so proud, so pleased. She got an A, and she studied so hard for that. She was looking forward to a job. She had applied at the cancer place because she had liked it and liked the patients. And she always liked helping people. She was so good at, you know, helping anyone that was sick or hurt.
Andrea dealt with COVID for several weeks after testing positive during a clinic visit. She didn't know how she contracted it. She isolated at home for about a week with regular telehealth visits. But her condition worsened. It became harder for her to breathe. Grace says she spent about 2 weeks in the hospital. Doctors treated her with steroids for the asthma, and she was on oxygen.
And she texted me and said that she felt that she wasn't too far off from being put on a ventilator. And she was. The next day, she was put on the ventilator. And things just didn't go well.
Last Friday, Andrea was transferred to Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. She died there Sunday.
They let me see her through a window. And then at Carle, I also could see her through a glass door.
Funeral services will be held today in Jacksonville with burial at Diamond Grove Cemetery. A walkthrough visitation will be held prior to the service. Masks and social distancing are required. Before we let you go, a reminder for parents that Saturday is Day of Play Your Way. You can pick up your play kits from 8 to noon in the Trail East parking lot. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.